This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial with Pat and Immo. And at the moment, we're joined in the studio by Jonathan Holloway, who is the artistic director for this year's Melbourne Festival or Melbourne International Arts Festival, which will run from the 3rd to the 21st of October, with a series of events taking over some of the most iconic Melbourne spaces.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Imogen.
How are you doing? You
very well, thank you.
Yeah, I heard
very
you had well. A busy day this morning up ahead.
Yeah, very exciting. And we launched last night, so it's nice to be speaking in such a mellifluous voice this morning.
Yes.
It's just nice to be alive, to be honest. Every day's a joy.
It is nice to be alive. It's pretty good. Now, you got the festival kicking off in October, which it usually always kicks off on the 1st, doesn't it?
Or it kicks off in the first week. So,
first week.
So this year is the 3rd.
Okay, on the 3rd. So yep. How's it all kicking off this year? What's sort of the big bang, the starting?
So we start with Tandarim, which is the First Peoples, the Kulin Nation, with a big welcome event. And we close with a big event with Multicultural Arts Victoria. And then between that, we have hundreds of events, from big fire gardens at the Royal Botanic Gardens to a circus to family shows to dance and theatre, music and visual arts. So we're really thrilled.
Cool. So there's a whole breadth of different events. I noticed that one of the events that you'd commented on was also the 16 Lovers Lane.
That's right. Well, there are two events in the festival this year that are celebrating 30 years. This is obviously 30 years since the seminal album by the Go-Betweens, and this is a concert that brings together three of the original people who were on that album, along with an amazing range of guests. And the other one is The, who this will be the first time they've been to Australia in 30 years. And they haven't actually toured anywhere since 2002.
That's awesome that to bring them here. So what's it like kind of bringing all these like international acts?
I'll tell you in November. No, honestly though, it's great. I'm very excited. With people like The and Niels Fram and Ryuichi Sakamoto, part of it is you're waiting for the moment when they decide they want to come to Australia or they're touring. Mm. Rarely do they say, we want to come to Melbourne. But they're playing London, they're playing New York, and you just say, we'd love you to join us here.
Oh, fantastic. Jumping on that opportunity. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Jonathan, you're the artistic director for the Melbourne Festival, and you've been doing it for a little while now, right? How long have you been working with
it?
This is your third.
This is my third, and next year will be my fourth and final one.
But oh,
this
fourth
year,
and final.
Fourth and final. I know, it's sad. Not really. But I'm very excited about the fact that... it's sad for me.
Maybe not sad for you, but sad for everyone else.
Not sad for people who don't like the Go-Betweens and Sakamoto and Niels Fram. That mob, they can't wait for it to change. But no, very, very happy with it. So this is my third.
Oh,
and so it's interesting. It's great to really get to know a city and to fall in love with a place and an audience and work out what they might want.
Yeah, is that something you've discovered over the years you've been directed?
Absolutely. And I arrived with a sense of what I thought Melbourne was like. And bits of it have been how I expected, but there have been some real surprises. But I love the way Melburnians think and argue and disagree on absolutely everything.
No, we don't.
Exactly. No, I did say to the board, no two people agree on everything, and they went, I think you've read us wrong, and I was exactly that. Yeah.
Yep.
But the whole North, South, BT, and who you barrack for, what you eat, it's just everything has a great discussion and debate, and then people like the debates. It's not like it's not like people want it to end. It's not like people are saying, I'm going to win this argument. They're going, no, we're going to disagree.
Well, it's exciting, and there's so much you can choose from to love and hate in Melbourne. So, hopefully everyone loves the Melbourne Festival. I think it's a pretty integral part of the Melbourne calendar. So it's
And the fact that some people don't hear is right. Anywhere else, it would be a failure. But here, people say, oh, no, I'm not a big fan. Yeah, excellent. That's done my job.
Yeah.
my work here is done.
We don't want you anyway.
Well, that's harsh. I'll be honest. Okay. That's probably the line. But no, anyway, but it is great. And it's also, it's really nice having worked on it. because you work on each festival for a couple of years, and obviously every year you see a new one, but you've been working on it for a while. So nice to get it out in the world and people start responding.
Fantastic. And there's a huge lineup as well. Out of all the massive acts, and I'm pretty excited. I want to go see the circus as well. So that's Lexicon.
Yeah.
Which are you most excited to see, Jonathan?
I think I'm really thrilled about Flight, which is a complex work. It's based on Caroline Brothers' book, Hinterland. It's about two Afghani refugees, orphans, attempting to get across Europe. But it's told with a series of model boxes, which sort of move in front of your eyes on a massive diorama. And it's designed by the person who is, and this is the best job title in the world, designer and director of Magic and Illusion for Harry Potter, the Cursed Child.
That is so cool.
You know what? I walk through life going, I'm an artistic director. And they walk through life going, I'm a designer of magic and illusion. You go, you just won. You win.
All right.
Stop the internet. Shut the thing down. It's over. It's a really quite dark and beautiful story. But then you've got, it's designed by someone who understands magic.
Oh,
absolutely
fantastic.
Amazing.
Real magic.
Well, it is real magic. No. I mean, Harry Potter, the Cursed Child on stage. That's real magic. There's no fakery. This is actual magic.
Oh my goodness.
Harry Potter is some of the best magic ever.
I'm excited now.
Let's not sell tickets for Harry Potter. Also, what else am I excited about? Silk Road Ensemble and Layla and Majnun is going to be absolutely gorgeous. This is a story. It's an ancient story of two star-crossed lovers, a bit like Romeo and Juliet, but it's 1,000 years before William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. In fact, 1,500 years before Baz Luhrmann's Romeo plus Juliet. And it's a big dance and music piece. It will be absolutely wonderful.
Oh, sounds phenomenal. It's going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah. So also being on the, like, organising the Melbourne Festival for 3 years, has there been any acts that have really surprised you or things like that?
Well, first of all, I should say I don't organise anything. I program it.
Yeah.
There's an amazing team of people who actually do all the really complicated things. I'm the show pony.
Oh, good.
However, no, I mean, just I'm saying that to just say relax. I'm not the person who organises things. But there have been. I've been really surprised by... I was thrilled, I mean, beyond belief, how Taylor Mack went last year. I think it's probably the artistic experience of my life. I'll never have another moment that has that quality and that breadth and impact. And then I really like the immersive, go in and change the world, the way you see the world, events like Echo of the Shadow.
Can you predict any surprizes for this year?
Yeah,
it's a way of ruining surprises.
Yeah. That's right.
Can you predict them?
let me tell you the secrets. I think people will be absolutely blown away by Lagrime di San Pietro. It's a choral work written by Orlando di Lasso a few hundred years ago, and it's just a powerful, moving, beautiful piece of singing. And for people who don't know choral music or a cappella music, you sort of go, really? Is that the thing? It will be astonishing.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward
That's
to
good.
It.
So be ready for that surprise. Now that people know they're prepared, right. They'll be surprised.
We should always prepare for the surprise.
You should always prepare.
You want a surprise, but you really don't want a new surprise. You want to be prepared for the surprise.
And another thing is, this is your first interview today, so it's very exclusive for us. Is there anything exclusive that we can be like, we heard it here first, only 20 minutes before you hear it somewhere else?
That's but they went, nobody's changing the channel. This is Radio
Gold.
That's
right.
This is number one.
I think people will... Okay, so the shortest show in the festival is What? It's based on a Beckett story. It lasts 50 minutes, which is still not that short, but it's pretty short. I think that will blow people away. And then the fire gardens. There's 6,500 fire cans set into sculptures all around the Botanic Gardens.
Oh, my
goodness. 1.5 kilometres of walking through fields of fire. To be honest, what could possibly go wrong? I would go on the first night. I don't know why. There's no reason I'm saying that, but that first night's going to be amazing and unforgettable. Hopefully so is the second night.
Don't wait for other people to test the fire before you go. You go on the first night.
Yeah. It is funny. People have said, but what, but there's fire everywhere. Isn't it dangerous?
And I would have thought.
But I've also said, you know, we walk next to trams and cars and bikes and water and rivers and steep drops all the time.
That's true.
Fundamentally, people generally just don't do things that they can clearly see are going to be dangerous. So we're very excited about that.
I'm very excited. And it sounds like you're very trusting of the Melbourne public as well, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's our insurance policy. That's what the risk assessment
Built
says. Assume that people will not do really foolish stuff.
Excellent. And where can we get tickets for any acts that we want to see?
You can. Our box office is open from Monday. You can go to our website, which is all the W's, festival.melbourne. Mm-hmm. And it'll tell you everything you need to know about the festival. Not about everything, but everything you need to know about the festival.
Fantastic.
You can ask no more. It's our website. I mean, we're not sorting it out.
We don't want to ruin all the surprises, Pat. Okay, we do keep a little suspense going.
Look, there's other corners of the internet still there. We've not taken over everything. That's the good news.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jonathan, for coming in to talk about the Melbourne Festival, which is beginning on the 3rd of October and running until the 21st, I'm right. And it's going to be a huge one. Plenty of amazing acts to go through there. And then Jonathan is off to spruik it throughout the rest of the Melbourne broadcast waves. So keep an ear out for that after Get Serial finishes.
You can stay on scene if you want, though. That's fine, too.
We play really good music, so that's what's going to go for that. Thanks so much, Jonathan. Lovely to have you in the studio today.
Thanks.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.